Novelist Jim Shepherd has taken up the subject of a Columbine-like high school shooting. Our reviewer is Alan Chuse, and the book is called Project X.
Shepherd tells the story of two eighth graders, one named Edwin Hanratty and the other Roddy, or Flake as he's known. It's written from the point of view of Edwin, who tells the story of the boys' estrangement from their families and their fellow students. He describes the everyday life of a young cast-off and the caste system of the contemporary American junior high in a voice the novelist renders pitch perfect. Everybody's in a group, Edwin says, or goes. Nobody says anything in this story. Everybody always goes. So Edwin goes, everybody spends all their time thinking about their group. On top are the jocks. Next to the jocks are kids they call buffies because they look like they came off TV. Behind the buffies are the school spirit types. Behind them, the kids who play music in the band. Behind them, the kids that are good at something real like math or writing. Behind them, the theater kids, the rebels, the druggies, the kids nobody notices, the geeks, the trailer types, the retards, and kids with missing jaws. Behind them, us. Insulted when not ignored, beaten up when not threatening kids younger than themselves, Edwin and Flake plot their revenge against a school community that won't invite them in. Project X, they call their plan, and armed with trophies from Flake's father's gun collection, they wake up one bright school morning and head for the gym, and the novel's frightening and oddly unpredictable conclusion. All this reads like Holden Caulfield with a Kalashnikov. And the amazing thing is that Jim Shepherd manages to pull it off so beautifully, armed with nothing but deep empathy for these disaffected kids and new American English.
The book is Project X by Jim Shepherd. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.